If you're still near the curved orientation board on the greenway, you'll have the best view of the velodrome. Look carefully between the stadium and the white structure of the basketball arena. You can see its inward curving roof. It's now complete, on time and on budget. British cyclists brought home such a haul of medals from the Beijing Olympic and Paralympic Games in 2008 that there's a real buzz about their prospects here in 2012. And during construction, gold medal winners Ed Clancy and Sarah and Barney Story visited the site.
Wow, I mean, I was expecting it to be good, you know, and I'm overwhelmed with you know, what's going on here. I can't wait to rip around this place. It's really quite special, and it's something else. I really wasn't prepared for it.
I just feel so privileged to be in here and see it. The idea that the seats in the stadium are going to be full to try and cheer us on. We want to keep the momentum going from Beijing and try and continue the gold rush.
We all started riding our bikes on the velodrome at some point, and for perhaps the next Olympic champion, Paralympic champion, to come from this velodrome would be an amazing achievement.
British cyclists have been closely involved in the velodrome's design. Sir Chris Hoy has said he believes it will be the best velodrome in the world. This means overcoming several technical challenges. The low shape of velodromes means that they can be dark inside, but here a whole wall of glass will run around the building like a ring of light, flooding the track with daylight. More natural light and ventilation will come through the roof, a double curve made from wood and aluminium, which rests on an incredibly light web of cables, like the strings across a tennis racket. It's a sustainable design too. The mesh roof and glass wall will cut down dramatically on the need for artificial lighting and air conditioning, and a rainwater harvesting system will reuse more than half the rainwater that falls on the roof to flush the loos. To achieve record-breaking speeds, the track is made from Siberian pine, a wood which is both smooth and hard, flexible enough to bend into the track shape, but also tough enough not to splinter. And the trackside conditions also have to be right, free from drafts, and also the perfect temperature and humidity. We think it could be a very warm 30 degrees on the track here during the Games. After 2012, a whole velopark will be built around the velodrome and the Olympic BMX circuit. It will be owned, operated and funded by the Lee Valley Regional Park Authority. There'll be a new road circuit and mountain bike trails, bike hire for visitors, and a cafe with views across the park down to the Thames and Docklands.